Hey, it's Jason Mark, and you know what time of year it is. It's the membership drive time at WBEZ.
We are giving away an iPad at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a drawing.
Trip to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Getting your name in the drawing to win a trip.
Once again, the website is WBEZ.
Now, before you hit the skip button, hang on a second, because this is Curious City, and guess what? We actually got a question about these pledge drive drawings from Skylar Shrimp, who calls herself a longtime listener.
In all my years, I have never heard of anyone winning a pledge drive prize, which led me to ask, is it real?
See, Skylar grew up among other WBEZ listening Chicagoans, and she says she pays close attention to these pledge drives, including those big prizes we offer.
Yeah, I just was like, who are these people that win these things? Like, these are big things. You know, I'm thinking like, okay, trip to Iceland, like, people would post about that on social media. I've never seen anybody post anything.
Well, Skylar, we know you don't just support public radio because of the great thank you gifts, right? It's not about the drawings, really, anyway, right? Of course not. Now, you wouldn't believe how many times, like, my mom or my wife has said to me, are you sure we can't win? Are you sure? Sure, because I really want to win that trip. Well, Mom, yes, I'm sure. No immediate family can win the prizes, but I've never actually been in the room when one of these drawings take place. And I've worked here a long time. So, Skylar, we're going to get you the answer. And I know just the guy to help us.
I'm Aaron Cahill. I am here with Ayanna Contreras, and we came to the studio today to implore you to do a very important but a very simple thing, and that is to give what you can to make sure this service is as strong.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Let me just say, I am a big, big fan of Curious City. So when a question came up that I could help answer, I was excited isn't the right word. Ecstatic, perhaps. I'm Aaron Cahill, the membership audio specialist at WBEZ, which basically means I spend my time thinking about, planning for, and working on membership drives. The answer to Skylar's question of whether membership drive prizes are real is, in short, yes. Pledge drive drawings are real, and real people win them.
People do actually win these drawings. We swear it's true.
That's Jessica Segura. She runs our membership drives. But this is Curious City, so I know you need some proof besides what Jess is saying. So here goes. It's actually a multi-step process. First, a group of us membership folk, led by Jess, decide which drawings to offer. Then Jess writes the rules.
We have specific timelines around these giveaways, and we really adhere to them.
When a drawing is over, our data whiz Leslie uses a computer program to select a random winner.
I do not go through and pick people. It is truly random.
Next is Zahid, who has to convince people that it's not a scam and they've actually won something.
I'm like, look me up. Here's my links. Here's my contact information. I'm real as far as I can tell.
Then Latoya in finance buys the prize.
On our end with accounting, we're responsible for the fulfillment of the prizes and the distribution of the tax forms.
Because to the government, prizes are income. Which leaves the final person in the chain, that one lucky WBEZ donor.
I am Christy Billups, and I am very grateful to have won a trip to Iceland.
A real person winning a real trip.
Yeah, I'm excited. Now that I know it's a real thing.
Christy almost couldn't believe it when she found out she won the big last day drawing from our last membership drive. But when she did, and in late July 2022, she'll be hopping on a plane with her close friend and super fun travel partner, Carmen. Both are really looking forward to the glaciers and the waterfalls. And Christy isn't the only winner. Over the last 2 years, WBEZ has given away 143 prizes, including 58 iPads and 12 trips. And if you search online for WBEZ winners, a big list comes up with recent winners, and you'll see all the names. So, that's how it works. But you know it's not going to be that simple. We can't just say yes, people actually win these prizes, then cut to the credits. And frankly, there's a lot to unpack in Skylar's query, starting with, what exactly is a membership drive, and how do they work?
We're just going to take a couple of minutes right now, essentially, to tell you how great you are when you become a member of this public radio station on this last...
That's Greta Johnson, host of another amazing WBEZ podcast, Nerdette. Back in December, she woke up at 4:45 a.m., drove down to WBEZ Studios at Navy Pier, sat down in front of a live mic, and asked listeners for money.
Maybe you've been listening and you're like, you know what? I do really value the mission of public radio, and I do really...
Because support from the community is baked into the mission of WBEZ.
Take part, come in the tent, join the team, be in the club, do it now, and you could even...
These drives work. Almost 70% of the money that makes WBEZ go comes from listeners giving what they can. And a good chunk of that money comes in during pledge drives. It's honestly a fundraiser's dream. All we have to do to reach the exact group of people that are most likely to support our cause is turn on a microphone. But even though we may have a captive audience, we do everything we can not to treat them like that. We want it to be something you'll want to listen to.
Let's make it something that doesn't last too long, that really puts you and your experience as a listener first.
That's Amy Walensky, the Vice President of Membership at WBEZ. Amy's been working in public radio since her college job fair, and most of it's been in membership.
You know, I came up in a world where often program directors would just sort of check out during pledge drives. They considered that to be their, you know, like week or so off, because the audience would run away and turn to another station during the pledge drives.
If you knew anything about a pledge drive before hearing one yourself, chances are it was how listeners would avoid it at all costs. If public radio did dodgeball, pledge drives would absolutely be picked last. But Amy spent a lot of her career working against that perception.
How do we take this thing that so many people see as a quote unquote like necessary evil and make it necessary enjoyment? Give everyone the opportunity to kind of see behind the curtain and get to know who we are and why we do what we do in a different way.
So there's a lot of work that goes into making a pledge drive a positive experience, which begs the question, why don't we just charge a fee? Because that is the essence of public radio. It's here to serve everyone, regardless of your means. And if you boil down a membership drive to its essence, it's this. Every donation matters. Every person counts.
What we're asking simply is that you give according to your means.
That's Lucy Kim. She's the Chief Advancement Officer at WBEZ.
Those who can make those really big mega gifts, that's absolutely meaningful. But for someone who can make a $5 gift, and that's the largest gift they can make, that is equally meaningful to us. They are saying that you matter, and I'm going to do what I can to support you.
We're a bunch of idealists. No matter the amount, we value your support and trust you to choose the amount that's right for you. After all, there is no public radio without the public. Now you know the what's and why's behind a membership drive, but maybe you're still wondering why pledge drives need to give away big prizes. Coming up, we check in with the University of Chicago economist and ask why member drive drawings work the way they do. Stick around.
Q. Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
So to make sense of why these big drawings and even smaller prizes like the mugs are a part of membership drives, I turned to economist John List. John's a bit of a pioneer in his field. He does his research on fundraising behavior outside of the lab, and he got started kind of by chance.
I'm sitting down at the University of Central Florida, and the dean says, I want to start a Center for Environmental Policy Analysis, and I want you to be the director, but we need to raise some money for that center, and I want you to be in charge of the fundraising. I'm just starting. You know, why me? I've never done it before. So I said, give me a few days to think about it.
During those few days, John did what any good academic would do: research. He called prominent fundraisers, read the available literature, and quickly found that fundraising was more art than science. So he saw an opportunity.
I want to run this as a field experiment because I want to figure out, why do people give? What keeps people interested in the cause?
And through this initial fundraising effort and many others over his career, John found that some traditional accepted norms about fundraising were not as solid as previously thought. Specifically pertinent to our question, the idea that people give out of selflessness.
We started to dig into that. And what we find is that there are some altruists out there, some people who are just trying to help. But there are more of the people who are giving because it makes themselves feel good. And in the economic literature, this is called warm glow, that when you give money or give your time or give whatever, you get this warm and fuzzy feeling inside that makes you feel good, so then you give.
One of the other things he discovered is that people give because there is some kind of incentive.
It's called nudging, and the power of nudging, sometimes it occurs with prizes, sometimes it occurs with information. Part of the reason we give is because society tells us we should give, and we want to exhibit our generosity because society tells us we should give.
Not only do we want the glow, we want others to see that we are glowing. And if that warm glow comes in the form of, say, a mug that shows your love for Curious City, all the better.
In the end, we want to give to a good cause because we want good things to happen. But these other elements are equally as important, and I think that's what you're finding in your drives.
WBEZ offers these drawings because a lot of us need that nudge. And when you get caught up in the drawing, when you allow the nudge to move you, you know the money that you're giving goes towards the reporting and storytelling that keeps you coming back. So even if you don't win, you still win.
And speaking of giving and winning, we can't do a full episode about asking for money and big prize drawings and not end this thing with asking for money and doing a drawing. So check this out. We're giving away a Curious City backstage pass. One lucky winner will join the Curious City team as we craft an upcoming episode. You'll get to hear an early draft of the pod, then jump in on a meeting with the reporter and the editor and the producer. Talk through what you heard. Tell us what you loved, what you didn't, what was confusing, what you needed more of or less of. Did you like the music? Did you like the sounds? That's exactly what we do multiple times a week to put out the podcast, and it's a sweet peek for you into how much thought and care goes into answering each question. If you make a donation of any amount, you will be in on this drawing.
Also, It just so happens that Skylar's question has excellent timing. This is Curious City's 10-year anniversary, and to celebrate, we've got a brand new Curious City mug. It's got a cool design by WBEZ in-house designer Laura Vergara, and it could be yours for a gift of just $10 per month. You can check out this mug right now at wbez.org/curiousdecade.
And remember that $10 a month helps make more Curious City, as well as all the other excellent reporting and stories at WBEZ. Please, right now, give what you can at wbez.org/curiousdecade.
And no matter what you give, you'll get a chance to see how Curious City episodes are made. Let the nudge move you, friend. No matter what you give, it will make a difference. Every person matters. Every donation counts. Give what you can and get your chance to win at wbez.org/curiousdecade.
Curious City is supported by the Conan Family Foundation, and obviously, we've been talking about it, WBEZ members. Thanks to Aaron Cahoe for his reporting this week and production on this episode. Curious City is also produced by Joe Dasso and by me, Jason Mark. Adriana Cardona Magigad is our reporter, and Maggie Civet is the digital and engagement producer. Asia Singleton is Curious City's intern, and Alexandra Solomon edits the show. And Aaron, yeah, I think you got one more thing.
I do. Sliding into the post-credit space with a quick and final note. One of my favorite parts of member drives is the comments. When you give online, there's a little post-donation option to send in a comment, and I read through all of them. After the December drive, I reached out to a few commenters and asked them to leave us a voicemail. Thank you to everyone that did, by the way. Every last one made my day brighter. But I'd like to focus on one particular message.
I'm Sophie from the Lakeview area of Chicago. I want to go to Iceland. I also happen to be the user that has procrastinated giving accidentally until now. So support your local news people.
That right there is why we do incentives, friends. Curious City needs your support. And when you give right now, you'll get a chance to hang with the whole team. Make that eventual gift right now. It's time for you to give what you can at wbez.org/curiousdecade. That's wbez.org/curiousdecade.
Rise and shy. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.